Would you give me permission to be crazy, to be a slut, to relax and act up and do whatever I feel like doing? Would you give me permission to say whatever I want to you? Would you be my safe place? Would you agree to keep me okay while I do it? Would you agree to seeing this as separate from the rest of my life? I want to share it with you so much, and I am so afraid that you'll steal it from me. I want to give you the whole story, the picture of me as I see myself. I want to try new things and not be judged, to say bad words and not be reminded of them later. I want to be safe. Would you help me speak out? Would you be there for me, please? Daddy? There. I said it. Daddy. I want you to be my daddy, while I turn from my good little polite little girl, the girl that the world sees, to the dirty whore I am in my head most of the time. But I need your permission. I need you, Daddy, to allow it. I don't feel like I am allowed to say these things most of the time. I don't allow myself, and I haven't allowed myself for so long to say these things out loud, that I don't even know how it will go. I don't even know how far you could let me go. I trust you to stop me before I go so far that you think I'll regret it in the morning. I trust you to be my stoplight, to not push me when you think I might be able to take it, to see those silences as danger signs, to let me get there in my own time. I trust you to not react with shock or uncertainty. I trust you to be encouraging and open with me. I trust you to tell me when it's time to stop for your own sake. I trust you to take what I say in the spirit of how I said it, to understand the difference between fantasy and reality, between private and public, between constructive criticism and abuse, to understand boundaries. And then, when we're all alone and safe and comfortable and speaking freely, oh, to open my mouth and not care what sounds come out, to tell you exactly what I really feel at any moment, to give you my thoughts as they come to me, to act out those thoughts with you, to have you build up my pictures to something even greater than I could have hoped, to share with you a part of myself that I've been keeping hidden, to share with you how I feel at finding out things about myself I hadn't let myself know. But maybe you won't give me permission. Maybe I'll have to just come for you. Maybe I'll have to be your slut again, and hear you, and have you hear me moan for you. Maybe all you want is to have me satisfy you for a little while, and then leave me. Maybe that is what will happen, and if so, that's fine with me. It's fine. I like to play, too. I love to play. But sooner or later, I'm going to need to be given permission again to be myself, and not just have it thrown at me unknowingly, to have someone know me well enough to know what they're saying, and then to say it to me, to ask politely and tentatively, if I'd like to mention something that's been on my mind, to ask me to share my thoughts. Not my fucking fantasies, and not to demand it. Not to tell me to share, not to request it. But ask me to talk about it if I'd like to. To give me all the space in the world to stretch out and enjoy myself. Daddy, one day. One day I'll call someone Daddy and I'll mean it. I need it. But for now, I guess I'll just play some more and wait for them to show up for me. I know it's selfish to wish for these things. I know I'm asking too much, but that's why I keep to myself. I am selfish. I am greedy. I want too much. I want too much of the right kind of attention, and so very often I don't feel like I deserve it, or I am told I don't deserve it. I need to be looked after. I need to be cared for. And I need to be given space. And I want your permission to leave you. To be there. And to leave you. To never again feel trapped by the words and feelings. I've been hurt, and I've hurt people. And I'm so afraid. I'm afraid of being hurt. But more than that, much more than that, I'm afraid of hurting you. I want your permission, and I want your forgiveness. I'm going to hurt you, and I want you to be okay with that. I want you to understand that I'm going to make you crave me, and then I'm going to tease you a little more, and leave you. I want you to understand that you have no control over how I act at all. You have no power here. You thought you did, but you were wrong. You'll be tricked. Even though I warned you and you agreed. You were warned and still I hurt you. I want you to understand that what you're doing is playing with fire, and I want you to cope with even like being burnt, to wait for the flames to subside and hope to feel the glow of being near me again, to stay within easy reach while it looks like there is no heat left, to kindle me, to feed me, to give me air. I am a flame, beautiful and dangerous, and I warm many people. But all I really want to do is devour, to feed on the fuel of you, every part of you, until you have nothing but ash to offer. Then I'll warm those ashes and turn them slowly but surely into something harder than you've ever been, until you can't break again. I don't want to find you stealing my air. I don't want to compete with you. I want you to provide me with so much energy that I expand in the room and to reach the ceiling with bright, joyful blooms of lust and release. I want to be filled with love for the world, to be so confident that everything is okay, that every part of me dances. Today is the day that I realized I need a daddy. I don't have a daddy, and I need one. Today, I feel little. And this little girl feels lost. A lost little girl with all the toys and no satisfaction. I pout and cross my arms. I look at you and bite my lip the smallest amount. I stomp around and complain, and I look dark looks through all my cuteness. I flinch away from touch, because I feel misunderstood and unheard, even though I say nothing. I hide away from contact, even though it's what I crave for myself. I am lost here, and I need my daddy. Where are you, daddy?